good one is the Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing at this time, so just hang on. And can you just sit up a little bit? We can only see the top of your head. Yes, sir. Now we can see you. You are perfect now. Yes, sir. Okay, the Honorable Mr. David Neal is going to conduct your hearing this morning, sir.
What was that?
Mr. David Neal, the gentleman right here in front of Point Net, he will be the person who will be conducting your hearing. He's going to be in charge of your hearing. Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Patrico Mandeville, 215-231.
Thank you. We're coming for the order of representing Clemson this morning in reference to the committee supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse. Then in the center we have the Honorable Dr. Suki Dayton, the former chairman. Then to the right is the Honorable Louis Canales. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today we have the Honorable Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. He will also represent the court office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, will you receive a notification from advisory of this hearing? Do you remember that phone?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not formally notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I represent myself.
Okay, so at this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Now, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations around your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So, allegation number one is violation of area unconditional supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or by October 10, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated October 30th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is correct.
All right. Allegation number 2 is violation of area unconditional supervision number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or by October 16, 2018, and formally directed on October 15, 2018, you were actively avoiding supervision, thus you would abscond from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Mendeville, I'm going to move to find a reasonable interest as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lots or not lots of the criminal ways or companies.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we'll be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we leave, Mr. West is going to give us some background information. So, stay there on the line and I'll be right back with you, sir. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Mendeville was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on July 27, 2018. He was arrested January 20, 2019 by Ogden PD in Utah. He had he was arrested on new charges. I'm trying to see exactly what the charges are. I don't see on the status of charges, but I can look that up here quickly. New charges were false reporting and jaywalking. He was sentenced to 90 days in county jail.
Okay.
He was back in U.S. custody on February 10th, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision date of January 1st, 2020 with 96 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 4 years. He has prior convictions in 2007 for theft, 1 year. 2007, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2007, burglary, tools, possession, 1 year. 2010, burglary, third degree, 5 years. This is the second term of DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. He has a prior term of supervision in 2008, TIS release absconder, 38 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, but drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2007, failure to appear. Arizona, no contest. 2009, unlawful use of means of transportation. Arizona, no contest. His community risk score is G2B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Middleborough, we're going to go over summary of your case supervision. So, when you were released from prison on July 27th of 2018, you were approved residence was 242 West St. Charles Street in Phoenix, Arizona, and had your last known address. And so until you absconded, did you stay at that same location, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any employment while you were out?
Yes, I had a job. My brother was my boss. And I also spoke to AAIs. But when I first came out of prison, to be honest with you, I came out with a heroin addiction problem. And I was doing other drugs to cover that addiction problem. And it was the wrong way to go, but that was the only way I could kick on heroin. So I really didn't have no program or drug treatment program to help me out when I got it. I just came out straight out of prison with a heroin addiction problem, and I needed help. My parole officer sent me to this program, MRC, I think. And I think if I would have went there first for at least for a couple of weeks, or for at least 6 months or so, to get myself ready for the street, I would have had a better chance. But because I wasn't thinking, I didn't know about the program at the time, I just messed up. I was just I didn't have to treat my heroin addiction, so I just messed up. But I got my head all right now, and I'm trying, if it's possible, if it's possible to get parole, can I let's go to the MRC program for at least 6 months, so I get my head straight and get ready for the street and take some programming classes. So this time I have a good fighting chance.
Okay, well, when you failed to report to your PO in October, why did you go to Utah?
Because my neighborhood at the time it was originally a bad neighborhood, and I was trying to get away from everything in Phoenix and start fresh, and I got arrested over there, but I had a job over there in Utah too doing construction, and I was just starting fresh over there, but things got really bad. I got pulled over. They pulled up on me for jaywalking, and I couldn't start nothing fresh over there.
Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. no questions. But there's certainly here at the end of your hearing, we're going to be going into discussion shortly to make a determination, but surely we would like to give you an opportunity to make final statements. If there was anything else that you would like to tell the board before we make a decision, now would be the time to do it. We just ask that you don't repeat the information that we've already covered. As a time management consideration today, we have a very full agenda. Was there anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
Well, also, I do, my fiance is pregnant with my child right now. I would like to be out there so I can outweigh my child with her and stuff. But other than that, nothing else.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into a discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to discuss your case. You may be addressing you, but we won't be, but stay there on the phone, just remain silent, and once we've made a determination, I'll get right back with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, the board is in discussion. Mr. Mendeville was got himself in an unfortunate situation, but he admits that he's got a drug problem, and he is saying that he wants to get some help so he can go through the drugs and become a productive citizen and stay out of jail. But with two things, one is the 96 absconding by itself is troublesome that he left the state with Utah. So I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, and we couldn't place him in the program anyway. That would be up to the PO. So let's hear some discussion from my fellow board members. No discussion. All right, so based on all the information, we're 2018W3149, Mr. Mendeville's testimony and the information from the Department of Correction. I'm going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Mendeville as he was delinquent, violated term conditional supervision, had lapse or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Thomas, and moved by Dr. Wright, Ms. Whitmore. All right, so the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You are scheduled to be released on January 1st, 2020. You'll be all done with the Department of Corrections at that time, be able to start all over again. I would suggest that between now and then, if you can, get any AA and NA programs there from DOC. Those 12-step programs can help you really get your mind in order so that you can stay ahead of it and not relapse. Also, make yourself a good plan and figure out where you want to go, and CO3 can help you find a treatment facility that could help you break the habit and make you, not make you, but help you become successful, okay? We do wish you the best of luck. This is what you're hearing, and would you please either put the other inmate in or the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Thank you.